In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 6. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God, the Father, has set his seal on him. Today, the first Sunday in Amshir, in the Coptic calendar, and as we know that all our church tried to explain to us during the readings, they tried to organize everything and a purpose. Not by chance, for example, we have to read this gospel today. No, it's prepared in a purpose. For example, if we begin from Kiyak, Kiyak is talking about the incarnation and the preparation of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And the feast for sure of the incarnation of the nativity. And after, we have another, and the second month is Tuba. And all the readings in Tuba, it tried to explain that Jesus Christ came to all the people, to all the Gentiles, the multitude, and anyone is received, had to receive the message from God. God didn't came and incarnate only for some people, for example, for the Jews only. No, he came to all, for all. And the third month is Amshir, where we have now. All the readings will come for the next 3 weeks, which will be from St. John, the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 6. And we will hear this for the next few weeks. And why especially we read this, and why our fathers put all the readings from St. John chapter 6? Because it's only around explain the miracle of fed the people, the multitude, when God fed all the people, the multitude. And why especially this? Because they try to explain to us a one word. We can't live without the holy body, without the holy body and precious blood. We can't. That's why he said here, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting. Then to enjoy our life, we have to enjoy first to take the communion, to take his body, and to feel, or to taste, we can say, how is sweetie, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, to explain what happened today in this in the Gospel, in first we have to explain that geography of Jerusalem. There is lake name, and the lake is named Tabareah or Tiberias, and there is one side in the west and one side in the east. And for the west, all the people live in this side for the in west, and in the midday, they. God, Jesus Christ took all the disciples and went to the other side. The other side of the lake of Tiberias, it's empty. There is nobody lives there. And he needs only to take like a quiet time with the disciples. And the first point that we have to learn from Jesus Christ, that we have to find inside the cloud and inside the troubles of the life, and we are very busy, we have to take a quiet time, as we said last week, that we have to find the time and the slot time to take and to talk to myself. And I have to talk to God, me and God, face to face, in person to person. That's why this is the target and the aim of Jesus Christ, from Jesus Christ, that he took his disciples, he need to talk to them alone. Then the first lesson we learn from Jesus Christ, from this miracle, from the gospel of today, we have to find the time to talk to God alone without any trouble. Then after this, after he took, but he found that all the multitudes came after him, and he found like they took the boat and everything, and he went to see Jesus Christ. They need to talk to him. And they found more than, you can imagine, more than 5,000 people in this place. And he began to teach them and preach them. And after a while, and after all the day, that they are hungry. Then Jesus Christ asked all the disciples, "You have any food for all this multitude?" Then they answered, "No way. How we can buy what we have to buy? It's a lot. They are a lot. They're more than 5,000. Then Jesus Christ did the miracle and fed them by the 5 bread and 2 fish. Then, to continue the story, what happened? All the multitudes, when they saw this, they said, "This is right. He is the right, the prophet, who should come to the world." What is the right and what is the prophet? In the Old Testament, Moses said a prophecy about you have to wait a prophet who will come, and he will be the same as me. He will be the same as me. Then what is the greatest thing Moses did it in these days? He fed all the multitude by the manna from the heaven. And they tried to equal, if when Jesus Christ fed all the multitude, they tried to equal this to Moses. The greatest things did by Moses, fed all the multitude in the wilderness, in the desert, by the manna. And for Jesus Christ, he fed all the 5,000 people only by a miracle. Then this is the prophet. What Moses said, because he did the same miracle as Moses said. The problem that they think about only an earthly, some earthly thought. And this is the problem. The problem that they think only about if Jesus Christ fed them the food and give them the food, or they were hungry and now everything is good. And we'll continue the lessons. We will see what happens. Then after this, the problem when Jesus Christ saw that the disciple also, they have like, okay, they like the words. They like the word that maybe Jesus Christ is a prophet and they will be the king. Then they told them, okay, go back to the west side. He was afraid that the disciple will take the same tone with the people and said, okay, he's the king. From his humility, no, go back. I don't want to hear all these words. Then all the multitude and all the disciple went back to the west side. Jesus Christ was alone. And from his divinity, he saw that all the disciple are in the storm, struggling with the storm. Then he, as a God, he walked on the water and stopped and calmed the storm. And when he, with the disciples, came back to the west side, in the morning, for sure the 5,000, they spread the word to all the people. You know what happened yesterday? We were like 5,000 people. And Jesus Christ fed all the multitude only by five bread only and 2 fish. This is a miracle. And you know what? It's free without any money. Then the 5,000 with more than 5,000 again plus come to Jesus Christ in the morning, and they went to the other side, to the east side, to see Jesus Christ because he is alone. He was alone. And they didn't find him, then came back again. And they asked him, oh my God, why you are here? How you came back without boat, without anything? How you came back? That's why Jesus Christ answered, you try to find me because not you see the miracle. No. Only you ate yesterday. The problem that a multitude didn't think about the miracle and about what who is Jesus Christ and who is God or whatever in to think about him himself. No, they thought only about the food. That's why Jesus Christ said to them two things, two points. And an reprove and advice. They reproved them when they said that you evaluate my love and measure my love by an earthly things. This is our struggling now in these days. I'm praying to God. God, please, I need to success in my life. I need the money. I need, for example, anything in my job. And I forget to ask to go to the kingdom of God. And every time I'm asking God, and if God, he didn't answer me to give me, for example, a new job or more money or a new car and or whatever, then I'm struggling with God and I am very sad. I'm talking to God, you are not love me. You didn't love me. And this is a problem that we try to measure the love of God by the gift, earthly gifts only. And this is exactly what happened with the multitude. When they love God, we can say they like God, Jesus Christ, because only he gave them some food. If God, you give me everything, all the things, I'm settled in my family, everything is good, and I have my money and everything, well very well, then I will thank you. If not, no. You never love me. Where is your love? And this is what we're struggling now with in confession. Sometimes I come to me, someone like tell me like, Abuna, I didn't feel anything because God didn't answer. And what's your demand? I need to, for example, to change my job. This is only what you have. Then God is only, when I need something from God, I go to him to ask him only. But when I don't want anything, I forget God. And this is a problem. That's why when Jesus Christ heard this from the multitude, he said to them, you came to me because you only ate yesterday. You didn't come to me or you don't come to me because you need me. Myself as a God, as a creator, as a pantocrator. And the second thing is he an advice. An advice, it's only when he gave an advice, he said, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life. We work a lot. We do a lot of efforts in our life. If we are, for example, we wake up early morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, and we have to go with our kids and to drop them, for example, school, and we have to go to the job, and we have to work, and we do a lot of efforts. And when it comes to the church or come to the to pray to God, oh, I can't. I'm very, very, very tired. Really, I'm very tired. Then I'm working. I'm do a lot of efforts in my life, my normal life, which is normal. It's not. I'm not struggling. I'm not telling you, no, we have to stop everything. No, this is our life. Then I have to do a lot of effort in my life. But also, I have to do some effort in my spiritual life. If God, who gives me everything, then it's worth it and I need to talk to him. I need to spend more time with him. And to spend more time with him, then I have to think about, first of all, I have to put God in the first in my life. Then you'll tell me, okay, but we have a lot of things. You're telling us about an ideal case. And what is the ideal case? The ideal case is if I only open my eyes in the morning and I'm telling God thank you for everything. It's hard on me that I'm talking to God for 5 minutes in the morning only and telling Him, "Good morning, my God, my Father. I need that You keep to save me and to be with me, and I thank You for everything that You gave it to me." And during when I drop my kids, for example, to the school, I open to listen, for example, to any song or any hymn, okay, and to hear it with my kids. Or I'm praying with my kids to teach them how to pray in the morning and to thank God for everything, and also to remember all the people who are sick or struggling with something or suffering or whatever. Then I learn my kids something else. Then during the break, when I open only an Agbaya and I read only one psalm to talk to God and tell Him thank for everything also too. And everything in the world praise You. And when I came back and I open and I have only for 10 minutes with God, to spend the time with God only for 10 minutes with my kids also too, to open the Bible and to read 10 minutes, and this is a lot of efforts I'm doing for God, it's nothing. If I add all these minutes, it will take like 30 minutes only or 45 minutes. Only 45 minutes from the 24 hours I give it to God during the day. And He tell me, okay, I accept this. Because I love You, I need only to talk to Me. That's why this is what we have to do. The advice from God that I have to think about every heavenly things. Plus my life. My life is normal going on. I have to work and I have to do a lot of effort with my kids. But also I have to fight where is my spiritual life. Where is it now? And that's why the advice also to go to take the communion, because this is the first things. I wonder if somebody tell me, you know, Abuna, I'm a sinner and I can't take the communion. I tell him, no way, this is the medication that you have to take it all the time. You have to confess, okay, but you'd never stop taking the communion. We are all sinners and we have to come to the church and we have to take the communion because this is the medication. That's why it's very important. And about the effort, it's an example in the Old Testament. When God asked Joshua to go to Jericho, He said, you will do a turn around the fence of Jericho for 7 days. The 6 days, do the one turn only. But in the 7 days, with the Sunday, you have to do seven times. On Sunday, it's the day of God. Then only I need to do an effort to come to the church and to talk to God and to meet God in the church. And finally, the celebration will be end by taking the communion, His body and His precious blood. And this is that we have to labor for, the endures everlasting, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Tochen omes mi ini es oem ente bai ehobi oei bi oei kata befra. Christos erbres vevinere egon oten choisen neftirentis eotokos mare es mave ben sotiren tefkene novi nanevol tove mem choisere Gon o beniotes o ebenzi keos ava apolidos bibatre erefsentevkenen novi anevol to veme bshoiseri obniotes o weben zike os abkirnem yo enes bevson entefkene novin anevol to veme bshoiseri egon onin sophoros martiros ni martiros ente libia entefkenen novi nanevol jefes maroten jefiot nem shiri nem beb nem maret oeb teterei asedjike olten ashemos enti
En sofeya sio bros khomien kriyalayson khenom esmi
bel haqi